What is up, guys? Welcome back, or welcome to the Nailed It podcast. Today we have a pretty cool episode. We have me and
Dana Logsdon
on here today, and we're going to talk about a couple different things. One of them being a current event, which is the Los Angeles fires. And the Los Angeles fires are one of the most devastating fires in history, with over 16 people killed. 12,000 structures were destroyed. Between $250 billion and $275 billion in damage, making it the costliest fire ever in U.S. history. And so with being in California as well, us being in San Diego, we really want to talk about what are some of the things you can do to prevent the spread of fire. This industry is called home hardening. And we want to make a ember-resistant home, with embers having the ability to travel over 7 miles in the air and spread. What are some of the things we can do to prevent this from happening? Because we believe an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So we'd rather, instead of trying to solve it after the fact, how do we prevent it? So why don't we talk about some of the things that homeowners can do to prevent fires in the best way possible?
Yeah, so the old roofing vents were not Class A fire rated, and embers can get into the attic, which is where most house fires start during a wildfire, that the embers get into the attic and continue to burn and ignite the structure. So changing all of your vents to Class A roofing vents through O'Hagan is a great way. If you have existing dormer vents, we can also switch those to Class A. The intake vents under the eaves, those are a big issue because it does create a vacuum in a fire where all the air is entering there and passing out through the exhaust vents on the top. And so you kind of have a vacuum pulling those embers in, which during a fire can be a huge issue. So if you have not major roof fire safe, now is the time to really get on it. Insurance companies right and left are canceling California policies or requiring proof that the roof is fire safe prior to writing insurance policies. And we're seeing a rash of people call that their insurance companies are not going to renew them. And trying to get new insurance in California is just a mess. You have to try to keep your existing provider, if at all possible.
Now, how would a homeowner know if their roof is a Class A roof, if the vents are actually Class A vents?
Well, if your roof is more than 10 years old, most likely it is not. But the best way to have it, check if it is fire safe is to have us come out, take a look at it, and evaluate the roof for free, a free estimate, to see if you do need to make your house fire safe. Quite often, insurance companies are requiring documentation, so we will have to do an inspection. There is a fee for an inspection to go out and write up a summary of your roof being fire safe for them to write the insurance policy.
And why do you think there's this mass exodus of these insurance companies getting out of the state?
I don't want to get too much into the politics of it, but the political landscape has created insurance companies not to want to write policies in California because their liability just isn't limited to the policy. And so for several reasons, insurance companies aren't being allowed to raise rates in high fire areas where they feel it's unsafe to write policies. I know in Palisades, a lot of State Farm pulled out because the brush wasn't managed well, and they said it was a high-risk fire area. Nothing was done about it. State Farm removed a lot of their policies in that area, and apparently they were right because a huge part of that area did burn down.
Wow. And so as far as hardening the home, the vents are a big piece of it, is making sure that the vents are actually fire-rated, make sure the embers can't get in through the vents. And when you have that negative pressure, it can suck them in. And clearing the brush around your home would be another thing. Are there any certain types of roofs that should be checked? Maybe like a wood shake roof? Or what are the dangers with certain types of other roofs with fire? Well,
pretty much every roof that's going to get installed nowadays in California has to be Class A fire rated. Single-ply flat roofs, shingle roofs, tile roofs, they're all Class A. So the big issue is really the ventilation and making sure that embers can't get into the attic. That's the biggest issue we're seeing on the roofing side of it.
Gotcha. Then on the same topic, while we're talking about ventilation already, we've ran into some projects lately. We were talking about this, that are in beach communities. And in these beach communities, sometimes we see that there's a lot of mold issues that can cause a bunch of health issues to different homeowners with this mold, where they have issues with breathing, with sleeping, and not really being able to figure it out until they realize that they have mold there. What are some of the ways that we can help homeowners prevent mold if they're in this coastal community?
Well, mold and mildew thrive on moisture. So if you eliminate the moisture in the structure, it's going to minimize the possibility of getting mold and mildew. And the best way to do that is to make sure that your attic is properly vented, or if you have vaulted ceilings where you have very little or no attic space, the quiet, cool whole house fans are unbelievable. The whole house fans keep the house cooler in the summer, warmer in the winter. It's one of the best values you're going to get in construction to do a whole house fan. We highly recommend those. Quiet Cool we're partnered with Quiet Cool. We are a distributor for them. And getting the moisture out of the house is the best way to minimize the possibility of mold and mildew.
Amazing. Great. Well, hopefully we brought you guys some more information today around these different areas. Go ahead and give us a call if you're in San Diego and you want to get a free estimate for the home hardening to protect your home from fires. Or if you have any mold issues, go ahead and give us a call. We'll be happy to come out and assess what's going on for you. And if you're not in the area listening to this podcast, then you want some qualified roofers in your area, you can reach out to us as well, and we can give you some of the best contractors in your area. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Nail It Podcast, and we look forward to seeing you next time.